This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Two more questions I want to get in. Both campaigns filed reports this week on where they stand, and the contrast was shocking. As of June 1st, Trump had $1.3 million cash on hand and 69 on the payroll. Clinton had $42.5 million and 685 staffers. Mr. Speaker, you can't run a national campaign with that kind of staff and money that Trump has.
And they know that, and they're staffing up. And Paul Manafort is right now adding more and more people. But the thing that's funny about all this, we could have had that exact chart on January 1st about Jeb Bush and Donald Trump. Jeb had a bigger operation. He had a heck of a lot more money. He was going to buy a whole lot more TV ads, and he disappeared. You just watched Turnberry, Scotland, and once again, Trump got, 40 minutes of free television time? You have to add in earned media value plus the campaign, and he just paid off $50 million in campaign debt by writing a check. I mean, Hillary could probably afford to do that, but I don't have any hunch that Hillary's going to give up any of her personal money when Wall Street's willing to fund her.
Oh, boy.
Is with Newt Gingrich, Scott, Newt knows his stuff. I mean, whether or not he gets the nod from Donald Trump to be vice president, you just want him in the mix. I have always maintained I thought a good paid per view debate would be between him and Barack Obama. Barack Obama would never put himself in that position, because then you've got a debate really with what's going on in this country, and that's hey, are we going to be a progressive nation, or are we going to, you know, rely more on conservative values and return to our roots? You know, we've been off track for quite a while here, and any good CEO of any company that finds themselves losing the way, and of course they have to do it a lot quicker than they do here in the government. I mean, we can put up with this for 8 years. For some reason, Lord have mercy, we continue to put up with it. But in the real world, you get maybe a quarter or two, a year at the most. And if you haven't turned the business around, you're out there selling your wares to somebody else to see if you can find another CEO job. And maybe your credentials and your Ivy League background and school and degrees can get you another job. And maybe there's some plausible deniability for why you didn't do so well, but your track record speaks very loudly. But in government, not the case. You can get around this stuff and somehow convince people that you're the best thing since chocolate cake when nobody's eaten chocolate cake.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Or I should say, if they're eating chocolate cake, they're getting sick, and they're saying they don't want any more chocolate cake, you know.
They're still wanting the chocolate cake because they don't want to blame the chocolate cake because
it tastes
the person
so good.
That cooked the chocolate cake said that it's not the cake, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Really. Well, that's the thing that we've all eaten.
Well. Again, this is the deal, you know, kind of like in our conversation with Bob Waliszewski in terms of the pursuit of truth. You know, we have got to re-anchor ourselves in truth. And don't tell me this stuff about truth is relative and that sort of thing, because with a relative perspective of truth, you get relative results. I mean, have we had enough of this bad experience and this bad form of government that we're willing to, make the change in spite of polling evidence? And this is the thing, whether it's polling evidence or other things that these mouthpieces would want us and these talking heads would want us to believe, what is your reality telling you? And this is what the people in Europe, this is what the people in England had to decide finally, and look what happened. I mean, the talking heads and the pollsters, oh, it's so close, it's going to be neck and neck. There's a four-point swing. It's humongous. And, you know, even Coach Collins on Friday said, hey, Bill, you know, watch the Dow. It's going to totally recover. Well, he's pretty darn close. It came close to recovering, only about 3 points down after all is said and done there. But that just speaks of a whole other issue that we'll talk about at another time. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez back with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to Bill Martinez Live. com. It is all right there. And if you want to drop me an email, send me an email. We've got the new movie, Risen, that is now available to us, and we're giving it away, the Blu-ray DVD disc. And all you got to do is send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me, hey, Martinez, get me in the run. I want to be in the hopper. I want to win the movie Risen by all means, and include your address, if you would, please. That'll be a big help for us. Well, Frank Congemi is back with us. He began his career on Wall Street. He's a self-proclaimed whistleblower. Congemi helped the New York State Attorney General's Office and the Securities Exchange Commission in an investigation that resulted in the convictions of multiple individuals, including Jack Ma, billionaire Michael Milken. Frank, it's always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Very well. Thanks for having me back, sir.
Hey, good to have you here. To let's talk about we've kind of kiddingly referred to her, and I mean this with some measure of success, Elizabeth Warren as Pocahontas. I think even Donald Trump picked up on that as well. And it's only because of, and she can't seem to reconcile that. But that kind of just sticks, and those little things, you know, work against you when it comes down to credibility. It's kind of like Hillary Clinton insisting that nobody died at Benghazi. It's like, well, you know. What reality are you getting there? How do you come up with that? And she has said that twice, and it hurts credibility as far as I'm concerned, because I'm looking for voices that have credibility and that there's some veritas behind what they say.
Well, I think when it comes to the Pocahontas thing, yeah, it's kind of humorous, but at the same time, you know, a lot of these politicians go out of their way to try and emulate and assimilate with other groups to show, you know, some sort of connection. Mm-hmm. My piece was, you know, Pocahontas, I think hypocrite or idiot. I forget exactly what it was that I had on there. But, you know, my experience with Elizabeth Warren is through the years and her trying to make herself out to be a protector of investors. And that's, you know, simply not the case. So that's where I get the hypocrite stuff from.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, and you bring up a good point, and that's with all this stuff. I mean, with politicians, it seems that, you know, they're saying one thing, but their hands reaching behind and grabbing money from the other side. And of course, if you are a progressive, you're covered by the mainstream media by and large, and anybody that brings out the discrepancy is suddenly marked as some sort of conspirator. And, you know, and not a pursuer of truth. And all we want to do is say, look at, I mean, for you, you've gone through the process as I've gone through. And that is, you know, like I tell my kids, experience defines preference. And, experience, for me, almost like Susanna Martinez, one day you wake up and you go, wow, I thought I was a Democrat. Really, I'm a Republican. Or I'm a conservative at best, and a lot of conservatives find themselves being independent like George Will because, you know, they're having a hard time understanding the Republican Party as it sits today.
Well, I think, you know, for Democrats today, and, you know, just like to say in the spirit of disclosure, a lot of the progressives today, you know, in conjunction with millennials, about 10% of all the millennials live in Arlington, Virginia. And the reason why that is they basically, you know, Occupy Wall Street, 99 Warriors, Black Lives Matter. All these groups have infiltrated every congressional and senatorial office.
Mm-hmm.
And so after Zuccotti Park, a lot of them are now affecting their talking points through the elected process. And so when you're looking at, you know, what you're seeing on news, and that's my problem with the news, even with the shooting story coming out of Orlando, that's not even being reported accurately. You have a lot of these groups are being funded by George Soros and a lot of billionaires directly through the DNC, and Elizabeth Warren is just one person along with Hillary Clinton that know that Mr. Soros, look at England, is betting mm-hmm. against the country financially and then using social media and also social planning, if you will, to create chaos not only in the financial markets but in the elective system.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a person like Elizabeth Warren who's doing one thing and saying something else, I don't know. We're, you know, in tenuous times, and there were people actually acting against the Republic who should be actually working for the people and for the democracy of this country.
Well, we understand that our memory fades pretty quick, but I would suggest that people take note of the people who have been deceiving us, that have not been truthful, and mark it down and remember. Because it is amazing, you know, the whole political lifestyle and the life cycle, they live another day. You know, for some reason, I mean, they can lie to you one moment. I mean, it's like Susan Rice. I mean, to me, I don't want to hear Susan Rice anymore. I really don't. And they kind of put her in the back and they're hoping and you know, that somehow she'll take root again and maybe have some credibility. I mean, but here's a gal on the surface I would think is a pretty smart gal to be in the position she's in. She's not an idiot, but she drew the short straw and was given a narrative, an unfair narrative to go out and profess. And meanwhile, the administration, including her boss and someone that she cares an awful lot about, Barack Obama, took three steps backward and kind of left her out there, you know, buck naked. You know, with this story that Benghazi was all about a video.
Well, I think that, you know, nobody wants to have accountability or responsibility for things that they do or say anymore. So that's why people get on my case and they basically say, you know, how could you do this? How could you say that? Well, I don't think that people really speak their minds for that matter or even speak the truth anymore. And so when you say, you know, she's not telling you the truth. Yeah, she doesn't want to tell you the truth because sometimes the truth is not going to endear you to people. It's going to actually repel you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's happening today. I think now people more and more watch news and read media to align their own beliefs with news that fits for them. Not necessarily to watch the news or see investigative reporting that's possibly going to change their mind or influence their thought. Mm-hmm. They're just looking for affirmation of what they believe. They're not looking for the truth.
Exactly. And that's the challenge. And we need more truth seekers out there, Frank. And of course, we're doing this in the midst of a politically correct environment that still exists to this day. I mean, to the point, as you mentioned earlier, we're still not dealing with the, you know, the whole story out of Orlando.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. So let me just tell you that while I was at a company convention in Orlando, the shooting went down.
Mm-hmm.
And that Sunday, I had progressives from Occupy and some other folks came to my hotel to talk with me because The mayor of Orlando keeps going, even today, keeps talking about, well, we're going to try and get this $7 million to the victim. A lot of the people that were killed in Orlando were young Hispanic and Latino men from Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Haiti. And never mind funerals, they didn't have any money to fly their bodies home.
Wow. Hey, so Frank, let me pause you there only because we've got to go to break. We got to take care of some commercials here, and we'll be right back with Frank and Jimmy, and we'll finish up the story right here on Bill Martinez Live. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Love me, loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. affections.
Bill Martinez, live.
I always love that part. I think that's just brilliant. You know, your perfect imperfections, huh? It is an allowance for our humanity, Frank. You know that? Frank Ngemi is with us, who began his career on Wall Street, self-proclaimed whistleblower. He is currently an independent financial advisor at Securities America, one of the largest independent broker-dealers in the world. Frank, you started to tell us a story about being in Orlando the day of the shooting and progressives coming to your hotel and talking to you about what was going on. Tell us about that.
Well, the premise was that the mayor of Orlando was on TV talking about the several million dollars that was raised and how he was going to try and get this money to the family. And basically, this money was deposited in a 501c3, and I was told that the 501c3 that they had could not write checks to individuals. So they didn't go to Elizabeth Warren, and they didn't go to Hillary Clinton. They called me because I was in Orlando. They came to my hotel. And they said, what can you do to fly these young Latino and Hispanic men back to their countries? So originally we thought we would do an article with Crane's Communications at Investment News, where I know the editor, Bruce Kelly, is a great guy. Mm-hmm. And they said, of course, we'll do the story. But then I had a thought, since I'm up there with JetBlue as a frequent flyer, I just called JetBlue, and a young guy named Steve at the Mosaic Group said to me, Frank, we've been waiting for this call. We will fly. And this is not public information because the media hasn't even done this story. We will fly any of these Hispanic young men back to their countries for free. Any country we fly to will fly them for free. However, wow, places like Puerto Rico that don't have duties and taxes, you know, it's not a problem. But places like the Dominican Republic and Haiti that do, the families will pay those fees and will actually refund that money to the families, which I thought was very, very nice.
Oh, wow.
So the idea is this. Here's a story that's happening, not being played out on the media. As far as I'm concerned, right now, this is the first time anybody's ever told that story to the media. Mm-hmm. We did a press release to the, I guess it is the Orlando Sentinel, and they chose not to run the story.
Wow. What an incredible story here. And, you know, and you can't say a gesture. This is more than a gesture by JetBlue. And just one of those opportune phone calls and connections that drew you to JetBlue. And here they are. They're saying, hey, we're standing by. We want to help.
Well, you know, the reason why you do business with businesses is because of the people that you interact with. And I think a lot of businesses don't get that. And so JetBlue has a large, I don't know, I don't want to be politically incorrect, but just to say, they have a large amount of their employees are living alternative lifestyles, or mm-hmm. not even alternative, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
They're living their lives. And so for them, it's twofold. I know they contributed $100,000 in donations, you know, to that Orlando fund. And to do this was very large of them. I just think that more corporations, hey, if we had more corporations doing this, we wouldn't need Obamacare.
Without a doubt. Well, and the thing, that's a whole other discussion, Frank, because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of corporations that are standing by, but they're, you know, they're hamshanked right now. I mean, they're, you know, they're handcuffed by regulations and everything else. But, you know, I have a doctor friend up in the Northeast, and she and her husband, through a modification, through cooperation locally, and a limited liability situation, they're able to address local issues for like $15 copay. They're providing medical service, and thousands of people every month. You got doctors offering pro bono work because just because of the limitation of the of malpractice insurance in this particular area allows them to do wonderful things for the local community.
Well, you know, you kind of segue back to when you tell me a story about healthcare, you kind of segue back to Elizabeth Warren.
Mm-hmm.
She always attacks financial advisors. However, you know, this past weekend, I drove through the storms in West Virginia to go to Louisville, Kentucky, to see a reverend who his wife just passed, and I needed to get him all set up because she took care of his financial affairs. Right. Then I drove to Cary, North Carolina, to see a woman who had been attacked in her her nursing home. And so if you're going to attack financial advisors who really control the wealth and do a lot of things for their clients that don't have anything to do with selling products or manage money, it's very insincere, because I don't see this happening in any other profession where we're responsible for everything, but we get credit for nothing. And we're constantly accused of wrongdoing when the people that are doing wrongdoing in this profession is maybe 3 or 4% of several hundred thousand people that are licensed. So
exactly.
It's disingenuous, to say the least. And, you know, it would require being counterintuitive to go out against Elizabeth Warren, who's a senator, who basically could squish me like a bug if she wanted to. But the idea is that it's never mind, it's not fair. I would say it's un-American.
Well, it is. I mean, this is what our founding fathers warned us about, that you would get people in power that would centralize the power to themselves. And, you know, this is the temptation of and the realization that we're seeing that progressives, you know, continue to do. Elizabeth Warren is using a playbook that has worked very effectively. Thank you very much. And here it is. I mean, it is so exposed right now, Frank, that, you know, I think this is why you got an anti-establishment vote that is brewing, that was demonstrated in Europe. And I believe, even though there's a lot of pundits, and again, it declares to me, it declares their worldview and their hope and aspiration. And they just want to convince people that, you know, Brexit is an anomaly. The people there, have made a huge mistake. You know, some of this polling evidence, I say, look at, be real careful about this polling evidence. It's kind of like this recent polling evidence about, you know, that came out from ABC. And it's like, wait a minute, if you prejudice the poll, then I think it ought to be invalidated. You can't go around and publish a poll that says, you know, Donald Trump is down, for example, by 13 points when you have, you've actually polled more Democrats than Republicans. How is that fair? No more than it's any fair for the AP, which I believe the AP, and they've gotten away with this, pulled the carpet underneath Bernie Sanders by declaring 2 days before the last Tuesday primary that included California, by announcing that Hillary Clinton had the numbers. So what happened? I mean, you had a close race in California, maybe 2 point separation, now becomes double digit separation. And I believe by and large because of this AP announcement and some of these polls that go out there that I think are being juiced.
Being a product of the 60s, I have never seen a period in my time, and I've been politically active my whole life, mm-hmm. I've never seen a time when there's been more manipulation by the mainstream news organizations to tilt the delivery of the news in favor of the people that they support. And I think that's why shows like yours become so important, because you're offering an alternative view, an alternative news. And that's what people have to look for today. Mm-hmm. Just don't, you know, Google something, because even that's manipulated.
Exactly.
So you're seeing
as we're finding out, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but, you know, you had to know that. I mean, the stuff that's on the web doesn't appear there. Somebody puts it there and somebody places it there. You know, so it's almost like, I don't know what you want to call, vote for play, which is like, you know, pay for play.
Yes.
There's specific methodology, you know, whether Facebook or Google or any of these organizations want to admit it. You know, they're doing it, trying to manipulate people. And I guess the vote in Britain was that, hey, you know what? We don't know what the hell is going on, but we don't want to be manipulated anymore. This is what we want. You need to pay attention to what we want.
Well, Frank, we're out of time. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing that story that's never been heard before about JetBlue. Kudos to JetBlue. Frank and Jimmy on Bill Martinez Live.
The activewear trend in fashion is booming. Fitness gear is not just for working out anymore. Just ask actress Malin Ackerman. The busy actress, mom, and fitness fanatic teamed up with LG to showcase its new Sidekick pedestal washer, the first laundry system that has a cycle specifically designed for activewear. They say it's for small loads that are a big deal.
It is a dual washer, but the bottom Sidekick is what is incredible about this thing. I have a 3-year-old son. And so, I don't know if you know about toddlers, they spill everything on themselves. You change their outfits about 5 times a day. So it's great to be able to just throw in a quick load, and you don't have to wait for a full load. They have 6 different cycles, and for people who are active like myself, your activewear, you have your favorite pieces that you like to throw in there. You do the activewear wash cycle, and it's done.
Ackerman's also starring in an LG fitness and fashion video series showing how the LG Sidekick pedestal washer helps keep her fashionably fit and how others can look and feel their best every day, too. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnette.
You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite, like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix, because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez live.
Don't leave me alone. Bust down the door. I like it's your home. Don't need no key. I'm on my knees. Begging you please. I gotta settle this thing once and for all. You got my heart, my soul. You can have it all. I'm on my knees. Begging you please. Begging you please. Oh, don't leave me alone.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, just for you, America. Stephen Moore is with us right now, distinguished fellow with the Heritage Foundation, an American economic writer and policy analyst who founded and served as president of the Club for Growth from 1999 to 2004, a member of the Wall Street Journal editorial board, and frequently opines on the pages of their op-ed section. Fact of the matter is that Stephen still knows how to add and take away the old school way. And the numbers actually balance out, Stephen. I think you're just messing up you know, the culture today. You actually work with numbers that make sense.
Well, it's great to be with you again. And
always laughing
when you were saying that, because I was listening to Hillary give her speech the other day. It was about a week ago, and she was saying, you know, that she was blasting Donald Trump for, you know, he's too dangerous. He's going to, you know, blow a hole in the budget, you know, and then that. And I thought, gee, this is coming from the woman who's working for the guy who sort of increased the debt by $9 trillion in 8 years. And then she said, you know, here in America, we pay our bills. And I'm like,
No, we don't.
Yeah,
we don't.
Exactly.
We don't pay our bills. We've got to, you know, writing $9 trillion of hot checks is not. Since when is that paying your bills?
Yeah, and being on a trajectory of bankruptcy. I mean, we're bankrupt, but we just haven't read the memo yet, I guess, Steve.
Well, so the huge debt is $19 trillion, and with the economy growing as slow as it is, you know, the debt is rising and rising as share of our output, and that, you know, that's share of our GDP, and that's a very scary situation, especially if interest rates start to rise. We're in a boatload of trouble. But I just thought that was so funny for her to say, well, we're a nation that pays our bills.
Yeah, this whole thing is just total hypocrisy, and she's a walking irony. We know that because she says things and is going, well, weren't you there? You know, haven't you been there? Yeah, haven't you been part of the problem? Now you want to step outside and have the audacity to say that you had nothing to do with it, and you've got the solution. Well, you know, you're the one that brought us into the problem, so, you know, it scares me to think what kind of solution, you know, you're going to come up with here.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, before all of the things she accused Trump of with things that she's guilty of, too. Yesterday she said, you know, I was amazing after the Brexit vote. You know, she said, well, what we need in America that shows is somebody who's a career politician who knows how government works and knows how this place around Washington works. I'm like, Killer, are you paying attention? The last thing people want is a member of the elite political ruling class. And that was what the Brexit was about, rejecting people like you.
Exactly.
You know, she's saying, well, Trump doesn't have a steady hand like I do. It's like, he's run successful businesses. You got rich by giving speeches for $250,000 to, you know, Goldman Sachs and groups like that. But, you know, this race is full of irony, isn't it?
It really is. And speaking of Brexit and the disconnect that she and President Obama, I mean, President Obama goes over there and tutors the British for 20 minutes, kind of sent a little salvo over the bow of their boat by saying, hey, look, if you guys don't stay with the European Union, you're going to go to the back of the bus, so to speak.
Yeah, can you imagine Ronald Reagan saying that to Margaret Thatcher?
Yeah, no way.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, the problem in the world right now, by the way, what this really exemplifies is that there's no leadership. There's no leadership in the world. Where are the Churchills and the FDRs and the John F. Kennedys and the Ronald Reagans and the Margaret Thatchers? There just isn't anyone. The world is spinning out of control because there is no leadership. And Barack Obama's not a leader. You know, Cameron is not a leader. Merkel is not a leader. I guess the guy who thinks he's the world leader is Putin. But, you know, there's nobody that's really standing up for freedom and liberty. And I think that's one of the reasons people around the world feel disconnected with the political system.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's such a bad thing to worry about your own country first. You know, Stephen, when I'm on an airplane, they tell us in case of an emergency and if those, you know, oxygen masks comes down, it tells you to do what? To put yours on first, right? Before you try to help somebody else. And you can't help anybody if you're limping along yourself. I mean, how much good are you?
That's so true.
So, and
well,
I think this is... Go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, more importantly, you know, I've always believed that America's greatest role in the world is to be this beacon of freedom and a showcase for how to get it right. And, you know, one of the reasons that the world economy is in a recession now is that, you know, when the United States doesn't get it right, nobody gets it. None of the other countries get it right. They follow our lead. You know, Reagan pulled not just the United States, but the whole world out of a, you know, mini depression in the early 1980s. And, you know, the problem is every policy we've had out of Washington for the last 7 years has been counterproductive. And as a result, you know, a lot of the countries of the world have been leading, you know, have been following our advice, and that hasn't been very good advice. It hasn't worked very well for us, and it's not working very well for them.
And that's clearly the fruit of the decisions, the choices that we've made. In your book, your new book, congratulations, you and Kathleen have written Fueling Freedom, Exposing the Mad War on Energy. Stephen, I mean, you're a numbers guy, and you look at the numbers historically. I mean, we're showing 95 million Americans over the age of 16 aren't working. Even that number is bogus. You know, it's manufactured in order to support a low unemployment number that somehow, you know, makes the president look good, but at our expense. Isn't that right?
Well, anybody who really believes that that the unemployment rate in this country is 5% is smoking something. And Americans know that's not an accurate number. The real unemployment rate is closer to 10% when you take into account all the people who dropped out of the workforce or can't find a full-time job. So this is, you know, this is something that is just a fiction. And again, this is the real reason nobody trusts anybody in Washington, because they lie about the figures.
Exactly. Well, and we know people still need to survive, and you and I have talked about this before, and that is this underground market of people being paid under the table. And in part, you can't blame them. You understand, hey, look, they're just trying to put food on the table for their families and exist in this very, very tough, you know, tough economic environment that the president insists that we're better off today than we were when he took office.
Hardly. I mean, you know, in fact, the middle class has seen no gains at all since he entered office. And the middle class actually lost ground. This is the first time we've actually had a recovery where the American people in the middle class actually lost ground. And, you know, yeah, if you're in the top 10%, you've probably made some good money. But people, you know, in the bottom, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50%, they've actually lost ground.
Right. Well, they've made money on paper. Because of what the Fed has done, don't you think?
Well, it's been a recovery, and I don't know, can't really explain why, that's helped the people at the very top. Maybe it's because they're the insiders or the ones who are connected to government the most. And, you know, I think our Fed policy has been abysmal for the last 7 years. You can't print money to create jobs. And, you know, when you combine that with the massive increase in debt and the higher taxes and the minimum wage increases and the regulatory strangleholds and Obamacare, you know, need I go on, all these things are depressing business, and we have to just erase them. We have to repeal 80% of what Obama has done, and we'll get back to prosperity.
Well, amazing that you have Hillary Clinton, in contrast to her husband, who saw the writing on the wall and said the era of big government is over. He made that announcement, saw it very clearly. Hillary's double downing on Obamanomics, huh?
Yeah, and Obamacare as well.
Yeah.
You know, she said she's going to expand Obamacare. In her speech, she got three economic ideas that she talked about. One was, the first one was that she was going to raise the minimum wage. The second one was raise taxes on the rich. And the third one was spend more money on infrastructure. And I thought, geez, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Barack Obama's done for 8 years. That's hardly a change agenda. I mean, this is really truly an election about whether the American people want change or not. And, you know, Hillary Clinton is the ultimate status quo, you know, 4 more years candidate. And Trump is talking about some dramatic changes. And we'll see what voters go for. But I think the Brexit vote tells us people want change.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say, is that Brexit may be foretelling us something. He's the author of the book Fueling Freedom, Exposing the Mad War on Energy. He and Kathleen Harnett White have written it to our benefit. Read it and be informed. Stephen Moore, thank you for being with us on Bill Martinez Live. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember?
Hello from the other side.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And hey, look, if you want that free DVD, we're giving away the Risen DVD for you, your family, your friends to enjoy. By all means, just drop me an email. It's just that simple, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Tell me you want to be in the HAPA. We'll put you in the HAPA, and hey, we pull your name. I need to have your address there, too, so we know where to send it. So make sure that you note your address, and we'll include it. And all the best to you, and the best of luck to be a winner of that new Risen DVD Blu-ray disc. Jeff Steyer is with us right now, a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research in Washington, D.C., and heads its risk analysis division. Jeff, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me back on.
Hey, I want to talk to you about, you know, the soda tax, what's going on. But before we go, I want to take advantage of your expertise on risk analysis, if you might. In light of these terrorist attacks, our government response, some would say lack thereof, what do you see? Because what we're hearing over and over again is that you know, what happened in Orlando and, you know, what happened there in Turkey, you know, we're just going to see more of it.
Yeah, well, as you know, I am an expert in health policy, not terrorism policy, but the Obama administration has been trying to turn the gun issue into a public health issue. And like it does on so many other issues, it ignores the real underlying problem and puts the blame on something else. So if the problem is cigarette smoking, they blame e-cigarettes. If the problem is not enough money to pay for education, they blame soda, and we're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. And here, they've tried to turn the Orlando attacks into a gun control issue. And, you know, I think they have pretty good gun control in Turkey, and it happened there, so I don't think it's a gun control issue there. I've been to France many times. They have very strict gun control rules there. Didn't stop it there. Exactly. And, you know, if we pay attention, you know, when we try to solve problems, if we pay attention to things that aren't causing the problem and place the blame elsewhere, we're just not going to solve the problem.
Yeah, you know, well, what's the point of getting confused here? I mean, you know, the president made a big deal about, you know, oh, if I say radical Islam, like that's going to be the answer.
Not that it's the answer, but it seems to connect us more with reality, with what we're dealing with, doesn't it?
And that is, Bill, you're exactly on point. The Obama administration likes to create alternate realities and then push that storyline and kind of convert all of the facts into a fact pattern that fits their own alternate universe. And if you look at the facts and then distort them and put them into this timeline, into this fact pattern, their worldview makes perfect sense. It just doesn't comport with a straightforward look at reality. Everything's through an ideological prism to sort things out the way they want to see it. So it's not about terrorism, it's about guns. Tobacco use among teens is going up. Well, it's actually e-cigarette use, which is not tobacco use, and it's going up slightly, and cigarette smoking rates are going down dramatically.
Exactly.
So over and over again, we see them, we saw it on fracking. They created their own form of doing a fracking study and said fracking isn't good. They did the same thing with methane. And what they're doing is they create their own facts, paid for with taxpayer dollars, and then given legitimacy because it's a government-funded study, to create facts on the ground that comport with an ideological agenda rather than letting the facts lead us to rational, science-based solutions to cigarette smoking, obesity, and yes, even terrorism.
Yeah, and it leaves people like us asking why. You know, what's the point?
It leaves us asking why, but the answer is obvious, and that is the administration is driven by an ideological agenda that is kind of ignorant to real solutions, so it makes up its own solutions and it makes up its own facts to tell us we need those solutions.
Well, and the other thing you bring out loud and clear, and we've been complaining on this for quite a while, it takes a lot of gall to use the people's money and to misappropriate it and do what they do with it. I mean, all in the name of what is supposed to be beneficial for we the people, and it's just the opposite.
Absolutely. You see it at every turn, whether it's on energy issues, whether it's on the soda taxes. I'll give you just one example because we're talking about the soda taxes today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A number of years ago when Mayor Bloomberg in New York, where I live, tried to limit the size of sodas, there were ads in the New York City subways with a man that had his limbs amputated and he had soda. And he said, you know, the narrative was soda gave me diabetes, which caused my limbs to be amputated. And get this, not some conservative news outlet, not some right-wing think tank like my organization,
mm-hmm.
but the New York Times did a Freedom of Information Act request, and they found that the man used in the photos, the amputee,
yes.
who was an obese African-American man, his legs, Bill, his legs were photoshopped out of the picture.
You're kidding.
This man was not an amputee, but the Bloomberg administration used Centers for Disease Control dollars, taxpayer dollars, to have the man's leg photoshopped in order to comport with the idea that drinking soda causes diabetes, and you know, commonly, and your legs will be amputee. I mean, couldn't they have found an amputee?
Yeah, you think so.
And they didn't get this guy's permission. This guy was rightfully so upset that he went to Coca-Cola and said, I want to be your ad man. They didn't take it. He was a model. He had modeled. He was a large man, and he modeled. And he just signed away his rights to the city, or the photographer hired by the city, and they, you know, he signed away his rights, he didn't pay attention, they paid him a small amount, and so it was legal what they did, it was just unethical, and that's kind of the approach, you know, you signed away your rights.
Why is it that we hear those two words brought together when we talk about progressives and those like Mayor Bloomberg, where it's legal but unethical? I mean, those two terms seem to be said more often in the same sentence when we're talking about progressives.
Well, they're using every lever of government that they can, and taxpayer dollars, and the credibility that government has. Just for example, last night I saw a TED Talk. It wasn't an actual TED Talk. It was a TEDx Talk, and those TED Talks have credibility. Mm-hmm. A TEDx Talk is one that complies with the TED approach, which is a very credible, quick talk on some scientific issue.
Right.
And the expert in the TEDx Talk, which is a TEDx Talk means basically you have to pay to be on it,
mm-hmm.
the expert was the director of communications for the Food and Drug Administration tobacco division, which is trying to ban e-cigarettes. So the government is paying, right? They don't have enough credibility on their own. They're
right.
paying this company to put on a TED Talk for them and let their person go on the TED Talk and make their political argument. I think the least they could do is have an expert that's credible enough to do an actual legitimate TED Talk.
Exactly. Well, God forbid. I mean, we're paying for our own propaganda to work against us.
That's
incredible.
Exactly what it is. We, the taxpayers, are paying for propaganda to work against us, to support soda taxes, to support soda bans, to support e-cigarette bans. They have to use, and your question is a pointed one, why are they using these unethical but legal tactics? And the answer to that is, especially when they're trying to pass laws in localities, right, they can control federal government even if Congress doesn't give them the power, right? They have a history of doing that.
Right.
But the Obama administration is trying to change policy at a local level, which it doesn't have authority to do. So using the levers of government, CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, which is trying to restrict rights about e-cigarettes, restrict rights to drink soda, and yes, guns, the CDC is taking taxpayer money and giving grants to public health departments in communities to change policy there, which I believe is unethical, but they're doing so, and it may or may not be legal, depending on whether they're actually doing lobbying. You can't take federal money and lobby. So when they got caught lobbying, I believe it was Indiana or Minnesota, what they did was they said, we weren't lobbying. We weren't using federal taxpayers, which violates the Hatch Act. We weren't using federal taxpayer dollars to lobby for local legislation because, get this, this was the CDC's defense. The bill hadn't been introduced yet. So we were educating, quote unquote, educating people about the issue. But because there was no bill actually formally introduced into the state legislature, therefore it's not lobbying because you can only lobby for a bill that's introduced.
Well, these guys know how to split hairs. You got to love them. It is amazing. Well, speaking of the soda tax here, the nanny state, who's been, as you say, advocating for so many years, going for this this tax on sports and energy drinks and, all kinds of non-alcoholic drink choices, got the break that they've been looking for out of Philadelphia, right?
They did, and you're right. It seems like you're having a hard time describing it, and you're right for doing so, because it's not a soda tax, because it applies to iced tea. It's not a tax on sugary drinks, because it applies to diet drinks. So it's very hard to describe. But this tax that they passed in Philadelphia, a penny and a half per ounce, which is a very regressive tax that hurts poor people more than wealthy people, it's not a public health measure, and the mayor of Philadelphia, Mayor Kenney, admitted as much in an interview with Politico, again, a non-ideological publication, if anything, a left-leaning publication, admitted that it was not a public health measure. First and foremost, it was an effort, in his words, to raise revenue. In my words, money grab.
Yes.
So it was a money grab, and he, in his amazing interview with Politico, he admitted that the reason he was successful, and this was part of a larger soda tax effort across the country, the reason this one, the first major soda tax, the first soda tax in a major American city, passed was because what he said he did was he tied the tax money to a politically popular item that is pre-K, universal pre-K education, which may be politically popular. It may be good. We're not here to discuss that. But he got his soda tax passed by saying it was about pre-K education, which was mainly to help poor people get education for their kids. Sounds nice. Except who is he making pay for it? Poor people.
The poor people, exactly. It is. We're going to take it from one pocket, put it in the other, or take it out of both pockets. Jeff Steyer.
What happens in government, Bill, is when you take it out of one pocket and then you put it in another, a lot gets dropped in between.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Jeff Steyer, thank you so much for updating us on that. Jeff is a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research in Washington, D.C., heads its risk analysis division. Jeff, thank you so much. Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.